Now we got David Cassidy on the phone. Where are you this morning, man?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
First time I ever talked to you, you were touring the country in Little Johnny Jones.
Oh, my God.
I know. And it was a great
1981.
Part of the Dallas Summer Musicals.
Yeah.
And you're coming back through in February with Davy Jones, the Heartthrob Tour.
I can't wait to come back. It's been so long since I've been in Dallas. I just really look forward to doing it. I've been playing concerts all over the world, and since I've seen you, I did 700 Broadway shows. I did over 2,000 shows in Las Vegas. I was there for 6 years.
And there's a reason why, too, is because when we mentioned your name and the fact that we were giving away tickets this weekend, people started going nuts. It's like, wow, oh, David Cassidy, oh, my God.
Oh, how cool is that?
You know, and, wow. And in this case, we get David and Davey. So it's
David
a Davey. Two
it's
for
the
one.
First time we're going to be performing at the Nokia Theater together.
You've done stage, TV, music, obviously. What's your favorite? What do you enjoy most?
You know, I just did a television series for ABC Family called Ruby and the Rockets.
Uh-huh.
And I worked with my brother Sean and Patrick and Ryan. And Patrick and I were starring in it. Sean was the co-executive producer, head writer, and Ryan is a set decorator. He just finished the last season of ER, where he had been there for 5 years. And working with them was the most incredible experience that I've ever had, and it was just amazing. And I think when you're in it, you know, a lot of people think the grass is always greener. I don't. I love to play.
Yeah.
The reason I'm out playing now is I didn't play my own stuff, my own hits, for years. When you do production shows like EFX in Las Vegas and, you know, Blood Brothers on Broadway and all over the country,
right,
I never got a chance to actually play my own hits during that time. So going back out all over the world and visiting places I was at in the 70s was an amazing
thing. Well, and I'm just going to do a little Rorschach here. You say yes or no. Susan Day?
No.
Gina Lola Brigida?
Yes.
Oh! Shirley Jones.
No.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I feel better about you now, David. Yeah, but still, I mean, you had a life that was the envy of every American teenage boy. You know,
yeah,
that, don't you?
Well, it was sort of a great life, and I have to be honest with you and tell you that I was nothing more than a red-blooded American boy at a time when you weren't risking your life.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not in any way. I have no regrets.
On the other hand,
I also have to say that I'm so blessed to be able to have what I've got now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, my son has just started BU in Boston.
Oh, gee.
And my daughter is the star of Melrose Place.
And that is about as cool as it gets. Plus, growing up, they could get away with nothing because there's nothing that they could try that you hadn't thought of or done. So,
You know, in my case, I just try and give them an opportunity to be the people that they are. And
hey,
I'm
listen,
really proud of them as human beings.
You should be, and I know they're proud of you. David Cassidy, looking forward to seeing you in February at Nokia Theater with Davy Jones, and we got tickets to win all weekend to see you. Thanks for giving us a call. Appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Yeah, come see us while you're in town. Awesome. Thank you, David.